Hi, this is Richard Campbell from .NET Rocks, Run As Radio and Dev Intersection here to talk about our fall conference at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, October 25th to 28th. And I'm talking today with Robert Green.
Hey, Richard.
Who I've known entirely too long.
Very long time.
It's been a long time.
It has been.
And I can always count on you for a couple of really amazing sessions. What are you focused on this year?
I'm actually only giving one session this time.
Slacker.
Yes. Well, I was going to do two, but I gave one up so James Montemagno could do more Xamarin stuff.
Ah, right, because now Xamarin's part of Microsoft.
We get to cover more Xamarin, and it's less work for me to do, so I thought it was a win-win.
Even better, more Vegas time for you.
Yes.
Obviously, Xamarin being part of Microsoft is a big deal, and it's sort of changed people's focus on mobile. Like, this is now table stakes. This is a product that all of us get as part of Studio.
Yep.
But there's a lot to learn.
That's the key thing, right? Xamarin's been around for quite some time, and you've been able to build amazing mobile apps for iOS, Android, Windows with Xamarin using both their traditional approach and the newer Xamarin Forms approach.
Which you start
either
to grow
way,
up too.
You build native apps. You use your C# skills, reusable code, save and share as much as 75% to 90% code is kind of the numbers that are bandied about. Of course, your mileage may vary, but that's a pretty good guess.
It's up to your project.
Yep, and with Xamarin Forms, you can share UI. Very, very cool stuff. And now, as you just said, a feature of Visual Studio.
Yes.
So we are assuming and hoping and predicting that that will, you know, make this something that many, many more people do.
Mm-hmm.
And so coming down to the show will be a great way to learn about
certainly
this
fall, it's time to dive. You know, mobile's not optional. The majority of our customers now are coming from a mobile device.
Yep.
How do we make it great?
We've got the same problem
on the podcast. We're making mobile apps for our podcast because people need them.
Yeah, and if you have C# skills and you are familiar with, you know, any type of app that was based on XAML, whether it's Silverlight or WPF or Win8 or 8.1 or UWPs, then you know everything you need to know to get started building apps with Xamarin that run on multiple platforms.
Yeah, it feels like you have most of the ingredients with your existing skill set. It's just all the details about
existing skill set. This is, you know, key that we keep coming back to over and over and over and over and over again.
Yes.
When you've been in the business as long as you and I have, longer than we'll ever admit, but a long time, you start to see that it's, you know, over and over and over again, it's if you have the basic skills,
right,
in this case, C#, you know, any type of forms over data experience,
right,
and then particularly if you've played around with mobile stuff at all, then that's it. That's all you need to know to get started using this stuff.
Right.
Now, of course, to get really, really good at it takes time and energy and effort, and you got to learn.
I think it's a lot of the subtlety of the tooling that Xamarin made, right?
Right.
That's table stakes. Now the big piece is, how do I make it easier to get around that iteration? How do I get it easier to make a deployment? How do I make it easier to debug?
So if you want to build, you know, killer consumer grade, you know, 5-star, A+ iOS and Android apps, you're going to have to learn about those platforms.
For sure.
And they're different
than
Windows.
They are.
That's all I'll say. I won't say better, I won't say worse, I'll just say different.
So tooling you'll know, but
the
rules
tooling,
it'll be
right? It's just very, very familiar.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so.
Well, Robert, thank you so much for talking about this. I'm really excited to see what we can do in the fall to get people up to
and
speed with it.
Before we leave, I do need to pitch my talk.
Please do.
Which will be developer productivity in Visual Studio.
Yes, something you know a ton about.
We're gonna show a bunch of stuff that's in the current version. 2015, which is kind of getting a little old in the tooth, but I'm going to do a lot of stuff that's coming in the next version.
Awesome.
Which is getting ready, which is getting closer.
Right.
I'm not going to talk about time frames or anything, but there is a new version just around the corner, and we'll be showing some stuff in that at the show.
So if you're keen to learn more about mobile development and the latest in Visual Studio, come to Dev Intersection at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, October 25th to 28th. And if you sign up today with a workshop and the conference, we'll hook you up with some cool hardware, the new Xbox One S, or a Band 2, or a Surface tablet. That's at devintersection.com. Register today.